It's a very nice idea on a Karas HaTov that I love to share with you with the Svarno and the Emre Yamas. Our learning should be in Tzchus for the protection of Klai Yisrael, for the Furush and the Shuas, for all those in need, for the Shmir, for all the entire world. When it comes down to the Pasuk says, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yudabez, Imal Toda Yachrivenu, when it talks about the Karban Toda, the Torah gives us a specific way how to give the Karban Toda. The Svarno says, why does it have to be eaten in such a quick way? Why does it have to be eaten at the end of the day? It has to be eaten with one day, in two nights and one day, says the Svarno. Because at the end of the day, the purpose of this extremely short time period was to ensure that we share the bread with others. It's not just good enough to have a Karas HaTov for yourself, but when it's time to say thanks, you have to do it in public. You have to share your feelings of gratitude with others as well. It's not just good enough to be able to eat the Karman Toda yourself, but you have to share with others. And this is actually what Rav Hirsch says, that's exactly why Rav Pinkus says why there's 40 breads, 40 loaves of bread, because it goes with the Karman Toda. Why, says Rav Pinkus? One person can't eat 40 loaves. Says Rav Pinkus, at the end of the day, the Karman Toda is not just good enough to thank Hashem in private, you have to thank Hashem in public as well. So says the Svarno, why is it that at the end of the day has to be eaten dafka within 2 days and one night? By other things, you have 2 days and 2 days. Says the Karban Toda has to be eaten to only one day and the Karban Toda is only one day and one night. Because says the Svarno, it has to be done because we want everyone to be able to be part of it. And that's exactly what the Emes, and this is where we're going to end. He says, limiting the time of the Karban Toda, teaches us that each day we have to be aware and appreciate the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly performs for us. Says the Emes, it's not just good enough to be able to thank Hashem once at one Shabbos. A person thanks Hashem every day, three times a day, every day. The more we thank Hashem, the more we realize His presence in our life, says the Amos. The more you thank Hashem, the more you'll be able to be truly thankful to Kadosh Baruch Hu and see Hashem in your life. So the Svarno started off by telling us, why is it eating in such an extremely short time, one night, one day, to be able to make sure that you spread your Karas HaTov and share your Karas HaTov with others? Rav Pinkus says, why is there dafka 40 loaves of bread? Because it's not just good enough to have the Karman Toda by yourself. Yeah, when something good happens to you, you have to share that thanks, share that gratitude to Hashem. And the Emma says, it's not just good enough to be able to share it to yourself, you have to share it with others. We have to realize all the miracles we have every single day of our lives, specifically, especially this time of year, in this time in Jewish history. Says the Chos Zavim, Hodu Hashem Ki Tov, Ki Yidu Olam Chasto. The more you think Hashem, Hodu Hashem Ki Tov, and then Ki Yidu Olam Chasto. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness will endure forever. Hashem should bless us and our families and the entire world with Yeshuas and Nechamos. And Be'ez Hashem, the more we think Hashem, the more we'll feel Him in our lives. And please God, Be'ez Hashem, we'll eat the carbon, the ultimate carbon Toda, and the carbon Pesach, Amir Hashem, coming in Yerushalayim, Be'ez Hashem, Tashin Pei, wishing everyone good Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. Just to be actually to end off, we know that even we don't even say the Karban Toda Erev Pesach because we're not allowed to have bread on Erev Shabbos. So should we be zocha to not have bread in Yerushalayim, zocha to have matzah on the Leil Pesach, bring the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, be able to take this message of the Karas HaTov into our lives, not just to learn it, but to truly live it as well. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.